I'm Scott Jennings, and I'm the author of The Rain Won't Drain, Let's Lay a Pipe. Let's flip the page, and let's go to the dedication. Thanks, Mom, for the support in editing and supporting all the hours and challenges a son goes through in growing a construction and engineering career. So here's the title page, The Rain Won't Drain, Let's Lay a Pipe. April showers bring May flowers, but this endless rain, it just won't drain. There's water all over, it's deep in the street. It fills up the fields and covers Ted's feet. But not in downtown, where Ted likes to skate. The ground was all dry, it sloped to a grate. Ted looked in the hole, he saw water flowing. He needed to know, just where was it going? He gathered some leaves by using the rake. Not long after that, they covered the lake. He figured it out, where the water must go. It goes under the ground. That's how it must flow. Ted thought about home. The water was stuck. It couldn't get out. That's good for a duck. Ted went to his mom and they surveyed the land. From the data they gathered, new drainage was planned. Ted left for the store to buy the supplies. They'd be dropped off at home by tomorrow's sunrise. The next morning was perfect. The rain finished that night. It gave access for Ted to mope into the site. And there's a sign on that page that says, MOBE rhymes with lobe, like your earlobe. It's short for mobilize or move in. The first step is to dig, a trench narrow and straight. Then the shoring's installed. Do not be too late. The hole is now stable, but the bottom's a mess. It needs a layer of stone. And look, here comes Tess. He sprinkled it in for the pipe layer to grade. Nice and smooth with his shovel, the pipe bedding was made. Ted's dad came to inspect the rock laid in by Ted. The problem was seen from the laser in red. The beam is a guide where the pipe's center must lie. If the rock is not right, the pipe may be too high. We're all set now, as Ted looked up to Digger. Please bring the next stick. Please get help from the rigger. Lifting the load is done with a sling. It's got to be tight before Digger can swing. The spigot goes downhill and sits in the bell. With one mighty push, Ted knows he's done well. Click! A little more rock still must go down. About 12 inches will do to bury the crown. Ted waves his finger and Digger takes the lead. She pulls on the box. They're laying with speed. As the operation progresses, it leaves a hole in the ground and in comes more backfill from the huge nearby mound. To capture the water that's ponding in town, we must install inlets so termites won't drown. From Mom's layout, we know where the curb has to go, so we install that line with a string line or vine. The hole is now dug and the inlet is set. When the backfill is done, the grade will be met. Ted and Digger and the whole termite crew. They finished the job, but the sky was now blue. But one night came the storms. They finished at dawn. When the termites woke up, would the water be gone? Mom said to her son, "Ted, you don't have to fret." As they looked out the window, the streets were not wet. Hi there, kids. Thanks for reading my story. I built roads and bridges and even been in a quarry. But this time was different. The water ponding was bad. With engineering from Mom, I built a solution with Dad. I hope my tales are fun. I hope you think they're cool. My goal for you is simple. Have fun and learn in school. I like solving problems. It's fun to use my brain. Look what my crew did. We laid pipes and drained the rain. On the next page, it's about the author and the illustrator. So on the top, it says, Scott Jennings is the author of The Rain Won't Drain. Let's lay a pipe. He is a civil engineer and has been on many construction projects laying pipe, drain pipes and water pipes and sewer pipes that are big enough to walk through. Scott lives in Honolulu, Hawaii. Jared Salmon is the illustrator of this book. When he's not drawing, he's with his boys Kai and Elijah, his wife Mackenzie, his three cats Louie, Evie, and Sully, and his dog Moxie. Jared lives in American Fork, Utah. If you flip to the outside cover now, on the very back of the book, on the outside of the book, we'll read that now. Ted had a problem in his neighborhood. It kept raining and raining, and there was water everywhere. Standing water at the playground and water in the streets. He knew he had to figure a way to dry out his town. With engineering help from his mom and construction help from his dad, Ted was able to drain the rain.